Hello, hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in to FM Sounds. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I want to welcome you back to my podcast where it's just my vision and my desire to inspire you, to motivate you mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, and of course, spiritually. And what I want to talk about is something that I absolutely love, and it's something that we have control over. We have control over changing our life. So I don't talk about my business much. I am a small business owner. I'm thankful to God for the ability to be able to change the lives of so many people when it comes to their health, when it comes to their finances, getting their health back on track, helping people lose weight, get off medications naturally, and to be able to help other people to level up and make extra money weekly and monthly. But what did that start with? It started with God giving me the ability to go ahead and change my own life, to change my health, to lose all that weight that I lost, and to fire the 3 out of the 4 jobs that I was working at once. So I thank God for just knowing what it's like to have your life change and then to be in a position, a God-given position, to help other people to change their life. So with my business, Total Life Changes, I am just thankful for that opportunity. And our organization consists of so many amazing leaders. One of our core values, right? And this is what made me think about this today. One of our core values is we don't just do what's easy, we do what's right. And I had to think about that because owning a business, first of all, is not easy, but it can be a blessing. It is a blessing. But I got to do what's right. How about everyday life? I know I have days that sure ain't easy. And I have to do what's right. We don't have to do what's right, but we do what's right. You know, we make that choice. And when I sat here and just delved into that core value a little bit more, just thinking about it, I could put it into every aspect of my life. Mentally, it all starts in your mindset. Spiritually, I know right from wrong, and even if I do what's wrong, God is the one who is going to judge me and who can judge me and knows if I'm doing right from wrong. So we're faced with so many decisions, I'm going to say on a daily basis, but on an hourly basis for real, where we have to think about, okay, I could take the easy way out, but it might not necessarily be the right way. Think about it. If your mechanic is working on your car and it needs more work done, it's going to take him 3 hours. He could just go ahead and screw this here and pour this liquid there and maybe be done in 20 minutes. So he's passionate about what he does, right? He's going to do what's right, and it's not necessarily going to be easy. So I had to think about the layers that came with this, and that's what I wanted to talk about with you all. And I just thank you for vibing with me and for tuning in. What's important when it comes to doing what's right is protecting your energy, protecting your subconscious mind, keeping yourself surrounded with positive energy, having those positive vibes, because your energy and your space and what's out here in the universe affects you more than you could even imagine. So protect your energy. That is not always going to be easy, but I'm telling you, it is what's right. Not everyone's energy out here is for you. Once you know that, don't try to pick it up still, you know, and still try to vibe with that person or be in that moment or in that space or in that atmosphere. Do what's right. Surround yourself in positivity. Read books that are positive and uplifting. Quotes. Put quotes in your house, on your wall, in your car, on your phone. So every time you look at your screen, you'll see something positive. Let's talk about the news. Some of you all might leave me a comment and say, okay, Fern, what do you mean? Don't look at the news so much, y'all. We are tapped into so many social media platforms to where we're going to find out what the news is, whether we look at the news or not. And this is kind of for me too, because I used to be that person who would watch the news. This was probably about maybe 4 years ago, three or four years ago, I'd watch the news faithfully every single night at 10 p.m. to hear what's going on. And then, oh my gosh, the news and what's going on top of what you got going on in your life. I don't know about you, but for me, I was like, look, this is enough. Like, I'm exhausted just by hearing what's going on. Not saying that I don't care. Not saying that it's something that needs to change. I'm just saying protect your energy, protect your peace, protect your space. It's given to us from God, and the enemy will do whatever it is in his power to take it away. That's what I'm saying. Protect your subconscious, okay? Protect your subconscious mind, because anything that's entering our subconscious mind is going to hit us. And it's going to just form in a way that can be so powerful. That's why it's so imperative to meditate. Meditate if you can before you go to bed. Meditate first thing in the morning when you wake up. You have control over what is revealed and what is spoken into your subconscious mind, your affirmations, prayer. Prayer is so powerful. It's so real and it's so necessary. And we're talking about changing your life. We have control over changing our life. Like, I have control over changing my life. Like, I didn't know that growing up, okay? I know it now, and I am taking full advantage of it. But, again, we don't always do what's right. We want to do what's easy. But this ain't going to be easy. It's not always easy. But let's do what's right. Protect your energy. Protect your subconscious, kings and queens. Surround yourself with positivity, those positive vibes. Your circle is going to change. I know I talk about this quite often, but these are just real facts. Random acts of kindness. Do things that will uplift your spirit to keep that positivity going in the universe. It's gonna come back. I promise you. I am in a season, and I thank God that I am seeing that every seed that I sow reaps a harvest. And sowing the seed is so much more of a blessing than it is to reap the harvest, because you're affecting so many people. People need positivity. People need smiles. People need random acts of kindness. People need love. People need compliments. People need prayers. And it's going to change your life. So I want to thank you all for vibing with me. This is FM Sounds, Fern Morgan Sounds, my podcast where I just like to keep it real with you all. I welcome feedback. I invite you to share this with somebody that can really benefit from it, so that they can share it, so we can keep this train of positivity going. As always, you can find me on Facebook, Fern Morgan, or you can follow me on the gram at Miss_Fern Morgan, or just tune in right here every week on Anchor. I post my podcast every Monday, and may God bless you. May you have a phenomenal week, an amazing week, full of abundance, full of prosperity, and full of peace. As always, you all, I will see you at the top, because the bottom is way too full. God bless you. I'll talk to you guys soon.